With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. Trade is often a big topic of conversation here on this program, and that was matched last week at the Commodity Classic in New Orleans when Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack addressed attendees. The secretary announced that the USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service had added four new mission trips to its 2022 schedule.
We indicated a desire to expand on the number of agricultural missions, trade missions that we were going to conduct in 2022, with additional opportunities in the UK, London in June, the Philippines in July. That's our ninth largest market, by the way. Kenya in October, late October into November, and Spain in November and early December. And this is really designed to emphasize the importance role that we see in expanding opportunity beyond our reliance on one or two key markets.
The agency is looking at finding new markets for American commodities.
We want to make sure that we're active in a number of these emerging markets. North Africa, the Middle East are two in particular where I think we have some real opportunity. In Southeast Asia, of course, we're already engaged in. We need to expand on our efforts there.
Good news for states positioned perfectly for exports. Secretary Vilsack also announced the availability of $250 million that the USDA wants to invest in fertilizer expansion here in the U.S. He says that they expect to have that application process available for applications sometime this summer. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.